Spurs away for the Reds this weekend. There is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, and I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, Ian Salmon and Amelia Bonnet. I look forward to this one for what is a huge game of football for both teams. We will, of course, get the opposition view a little bit later in the show. But Amelia, I think this weekend we get to find out a lot about both teams. But what you'd have to say going into this one, Liverpool could not be in better shape. And that's emphasised again last night on Wednesday when they go and they beat Leicester. And it's, well, it ends up being a comfortable one for them in the end.
What is that? Is that now, that's seven, is it, in all competitions?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just we talked about momentum on the last last pre-match warm-up that we did, and it just continues to gather pace and kind of intensity. And I think the thing that I was really struck by in that Leicester game was that last season, there was a point where we'd concede early, we'd go 1-0 down, and you'd watch heads go down, you'd watch shoulders drop, and you'd watch this complete feeling of defeat and acceptance just wash over the whole team, kind of the young lads and the more experienced players. And it was the most difficult bit of that it felt like they'd given up or that they were defeated. And it just couldn't feel more different this season, that we can concede early, we can go 1-0 down, and we can just go, and this is absolutely fine, we'll turn this around and we'll give an incredible performance. And I think it's that you're seeing it from everyone in the squad, from the young lads, from the more experienced players, from brand new signings. You're seeing like absolutely wonderful things, and it just feels like there's something happening, there's a momentum, and it's a very exciting time, and I'm actually looking forward to this Spurs game.
The turnaround, Ian, is just, it's unbelievable, to be honest.
When fantastic, you,
it is,
isn't it?
It is, because I think it's fantastic for a number of reasons, but I think because it's slightly unexpected. Now, I'm not suggesting anyone thought Liverpool would have a similar season this campaign to what happened last year, but the idea that they've gone from, at times last year, such kind of poor performances across, you know, lots of the seasons, are suddenly, as you've just said there, putting a huge run of games together, but looking great for the majority of time. At times, the attacking talent is just breathtaking. The turnaround is phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, you know, you have to say the manager and everyone kind of in the backroom team have done some job, and not, at least of all the players, who've obviously kind of come to the party as well.